Rob Parr, Central Avenue. We're all about the Sunshine City. RadioCP.com. RadioCP.com presents the Homemade Broadcast.
Caffeine.
That's a good one, Pam. Here's mine.
Learn to cook for one.
Yeah, I love cooking, but I always find myself throwing out half the food I prepare, so figured it's time to just start preparing the right amount of food for the right number of people, which is one.
Well, maybe you'll meet someone.
No, some people just don't meet someone. I'm fine with it. Really. This is not a pity party. It's not a party at all. It's just sad.
Okay, and... are you ready for the show?
Yay, we're ready, Lucy. Please start.
And so I started.
Hey, everybody, this is Kevin Farley, and you're listening to the Homemade Broadcast. Homemade biscuits, homemade broadcast.
Broadcast.
Personnel, this is CVTS. Space vehicle pre-count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 7.
It is the Homemade Broadcast, HMB Radio, on RadioSaintPete.com. My name is Will Kuntz, host of this show today and every week. How are you? I'm good. I hope you are the same, if not better. 813-693-2124 is the voicemail and text line if you want to get in touch. HMBRadio.com is the website. Email thehomemadebroadcast at radiosaintpete.com. So this week, we're getting back into normalcy. We're decompressing from the holidays and going full force into compression of the real year. And I'm not a peak. I'm not an athlete. Okay? Obviously, if you've seen me before, you know that because you have eyeballs. But I try to take care of myself. I talked about it. You know, I do the running and stuff. Did the St. Pete Run Fest 10K a few months ago. And, you know, I'm trying to do the best I can with what I have, okay? I don't have good jeans. So I have to do everything possible in order to fit into a 36 pair of pants, which I do. But the holidays came and, you know, I'm just not doing that during the holidays. It's booze and food and... you know, fun to be had. So I took a few weeks off. I hurt my back. My back was bad. How did I hurt my back? I don't know. I have no idea. I sat in a chair for a period of time, and I got up, and my tailbone was very stiff. And I went, uh-oh, that's not good. And then the next day, I couldn't get out of bed. And that was like that for 3 weeks, about, during the holidays. You know, it was really bad for a few days, and it kind of was just, you know, bad for weeks at a time, but it finally started to feel better around New Year's Day, where I was like, okay, this is good, because I need to get back to doing what I was doing, you know, got to start running again, and, you know, doing push-ups and all this stuff. So that's what I did. You know, I waited till the Monday, the 7th, to really start, because that's when the holidays were officially over. It was a short week, you know, you go back to work on Wednesday or Thursday, whatever, and you're not really back yet because you got a weekend in 2 days. So I was like, all right, Monday it starts over. So I went running Monday and holy moly, was that hard. It was like starting over again. I've been, you know, jogging for a year and a half now. Did the 10K a few months ago. It was tough, but I did it. But this was like seriously starting over again. Luckily, my cardio wasn't back to where it was. I was still able to do what I normally do and everything, but I was so sore. Oh, my God. And there used to be this gym that I used to use at one of the parks. It wasn't not a gym, but it was kind of like it was a gym. It was an outdoor gym, one of those, you know, ones that the city puts in where you use your body weight to kind of do stuff. And I was doing that. And then I moved And then this new park that I run at in St. Pete doesn't have the gym. So I really wasn't doing the activities. And I remember Anna and I did a push-up competition on the Johnny B Show, I don't know, 6 months ago or so. She won. Okay. She says she won. Fair enough. Whatever. But I remember doing, like, you know, I busted out 25 push-ups in a minute, which is not great, but it's respectable. It's fine. And I did 10 push-ups on Monday and struggled through them. 10. Ugh. And then got to 10. I was like, whew. And the next day, Tuesday morning, arms jelly. Complete gelatinous Grover arms. Couldn't do anything with them. So I gotta get some weights in here or something. I'm going to join that gym. I think I talked about it last week. Join that gym, and I'm just not going to go till like February or March, because when people finally drop out from doing the New Year's resolution bull crap, and then they're like, screw this sucks, I'm just not going to do it. I'll just be fat, which I feel you. I want to do that sometimes too, because it is tough. It takes, I think, weeks and weeks. I don't know what it is to build a habit. And really, if you stop doing it for a few days, you just get out of the habit. It's just one of those cruel things in life that happens. But I am determined. I'm going to, you know, today's Wednesday, the 9th, I think, when I'm recording this. And I didn't run today because I was too sore. I didn't know what to do. But I ran Monday, Tuesday. I'll run Thursday and Friday. And if I don't go tomorrow, then I'll have to either go Saturday or Sunday. That's the way it works. If you miss a day, I got to do 4 days a week. So I'm committed. So I just wanted to keep you updated, because I know that's very valuable to you. This is information that you want to have. But it was humiliating. I don't know if you just, you know, took some time off from your routines or whatever. Like Anna, I do that show Stay Woke with on the Bone. She's a health freak. Like, she eats like a rabbit, and she's afraid of being fat. And she's, you know, for a lady, she's jacked up and rocked up. And she's like, that's why I didn't take any time off during the holidays, because I know how hard it is to get back into it. 813-693-2124. How is your New Year resolution going? How's it getting into the swing of things? I want to hear about it, believe it or not. 813-693-2124. So last summer, I was asking people for the funniest thing that's ever happened to them. And I got a few calls, and I was kind of sitting on them because I wanted to do a whole episode on this topic, like 45 minutes or an hour, just on funny stories from people. And I still want the stories, by the way. If you haven't submitted yours, please call the Homemade Broadcast line, 813-693-2124. So I got a couple here I'm just going to play, because I feel bad. Like, people probably thought that I was neglecting them. I was just kind of holding them. But you know what? It's a new year, and this is all the way from May, for God's sakes. So let's listen to a few stories for the funniest thing that's ever happened to you.
One of the funniest things that I've ever experienced was while bartending, an 84-year-old woman came in, and she was celebrating her birthday with some of her friends. So she came up to the bar and asked me if I could help her play some music on the touch tunes. And I said, absolutely. So I walked around the bar and slid the dollar bills into the machine, and I looked down at her and said, what do you want to hear? And she looked up at me without missing a beat and said, Flo Rida. I honestly think 3 or 4 years ago, I didn't even know who that was, but I knew he was a rapper. So I just kind of kept staring at her thinking she was kidding, and she just didn't even smile and said, yeah, anything by him. I love all of his stuff.
That's excellent. 84 years old, loves Flo Rida. I wonder if she was confused, thought it was something else maybe, but I guess not. She kind of knew what it was. I want to know, what song did you play? I guess there was a couple singles out at that time. I don't know what they are, but he was popular for, what, 6 months, Flo Rida? And then he kind of just disappeared all of a sudden, but that's pretty cool. All right, here's a guy named Marcus. I think he's from Europe somewhere. Marcus has a story about the funniest thing that's ever happened to him.
So, my name is Marcus. This was about 12 years ago when I was still living in Sweden. Oh, I'm a dirty immigrant. And we had a after party in my apartment. We were standing on the balcony having some smokes, and all of a sudden the door opened up behind me, and I just heard, we're looking for the owner of the apartment. I turn around, and it's a cop. And it's like, what the F are you doing here? And he said that, yeah, we got a bunch of complaints. You're playing music very loud. And, yeah, you got to scatter. You guys have got to scatter out of here. This is unacceptable, whatnot. And I talked him out of it, whatnot. And it ended up with he fell in love with my gerbils. He had a female cop with him that my friends were hitting on like crazy. She was deadly afraid of gerbils, and I took a picture of him holding my gerbil, loving it. And, yeah, after that, my after parties were notorious in town. It's still, I can't do that in America, but that's probably the funniest moment I've had so far. Bye-bye.
There we go. Marcus's funniest thing that's ever happened to him. Cops coming over. Where was he? The cop was taking pictures with your gerbils. It wasn't like in his anus, I hope, right? I mean, that would not be appropriate. And it is Europe, so I don't know what they can get away with over there. I don't think in America he could get away with. And one last call. Here's a guy. Funniest thing that's ever happened to him. Leave your name, too, with these, because I don't know who you are. So this one's short.
So here's probably the funniest thing that has ever happened to me. I went to a carnival tripping on mushrooms, and basically, long story short, I dropped trout and basically shit my pants in front of a bunch of people, and it was terrible.
Oh my God. All right, potty mouth. Jeez. That's okay. I could cut it out. No worries. But so the guy dropped his pants. He was high. I can't imagine being high and pooping your pants, especially tripping on, mushrooms. That would just be terrible. So he dropped trout and pooped his pants in front of a bunch of people. I feel like there's more to that story, though, buddy. That's only half the story. What happened after that? Call me back. I want to know what happened after you pooed your pants. Did you get arrested? I would imagine if you, pulled down your pants in public, that could be a problem. 813-693-2124. Thank you very much for the calls. I still want to collect the funniest thing that's ever happened to you stories. I'm going to keep them in my voicemail box and eventually accumulate them into some sort of, separate podcast or something called probably the funniest thing that's ever happened to me stories podcast or something like that.
The Homemade Broadcast is on RadioSaintPete.com.
The Homemade Broadcast is brought to you in part by our sponsors, Truvy Salon and Spa. Oh, yeah. TruvySalonAndSpa.com. That's where to go. 8908 4th Street North, Unit B, right here in St. Petersburg. Get your hair cut. Feel good. Look good. It is the new year. You want to impress the person that you're stalking from Bumble. You better look good while you're doing it. Otherwise, it's definitely going to be a lost cause. Botox Lady is coming. So make sure you make your appointment today at Truvy, T-R-U-V as in victory, Y, Salon and Spa.com. Do it today and homemadepodcast.com. That's my website. It's a media consulting, podcast consulting company. So if you ever wanted to start a podcast, have no idea of how to begin one of those things, whether it's hardware issues, RSS feeds, any of that stuff, I know how to do it. I know how to do it because I'm talking to you through the medium currently. So I know what I'm doing. And if you're a business maybe that wants to, reach existing and new customers through the medium and magic of podcasting, you want to create some sort of audio content for your website to sell your product, podcasting is a great and cheap way to do it. Hit me up at homemadepodcasts.com, 813-693-2124, Facebook at homemadepodcasts.com. Just send me a message. Let's work together. Or if you're interested in sponsoring this program, if you're a local business in town that wants to work together, advertise on this show. I got one. Let's work together. You got money. I want to take it. I want to talk about your stuff. 813-693-2124. Do you have it memorized yet? I hope so, because I say it all the damn time.
This is the Homemade Broadcast. This is RadioCP.com.
And the big news this week in Tampa Bay was the Tampa Bay Buccaneers got their man. We got a new coach. His name is Bruce Arians. Arians Nation has arrived in Tampa Bay. He is here to make Buccaneer football great again, baby. I can't take credit for the Arians Nation thing. That was Kyle from Word of the Bay podcast. Check him out if you haven't. He tweeted that, and I died laughing. I know it's low-hanging fruit, obviously, but that's funny as hell. And I think I only like it so much because I know it's going to bother a lot of people just by saying that, because you can't joke about certain things. But Arians Nation, Arians Nation is here to dominate football in Tampa Bay, baby. I cannot wait. Bruce Arians was most recently the head coach of the Arizona Cardinals, two-time coach of the year, did very well with the Cardinals, took over that franchise and brought them to the playoffs their first year. Went 13-3 one season, won Coach of the Year twice, and he had some health problems, so he decided to. He wasn't fired. He just stepped down as from his head coaching duties in Arizona, took a year off, did some broadcasting, and all of a sudden, you know, this Tampa Bay Buccaneers job was there. It was open for him, and I guess Jason Light, the GM of the Bucs, they have some history together. So it was, they kind of conned him into coming here to Tampa Bay. He had said the only job that he was really interested in was a Cleveland Browns job. And for whatever reason, that just wasn't the truth. It's always, you know, mind games. Every business, there's always some sort of games that they're playing behind the scenes. But I saw a report that actually Joe Maddon, believe it or not, former manager of the Tampa Bay Rays, I guess these guys are buds, and I guess he talked to Bruce, Joe talked to Bruce, and helped recruit him to come to the Buccaneers as their head coach. As recently as November, this is from NFL.com, CBS, NFL, Tampa Bay Buccaneers coach Bruce Arians said that he'd only come out of retirement for the Cleveland Browns. Clearly, somewhere in a month and a half since then, something changed his mind, but what could it have been? Apparently, the tipping point was when Cubs manager and former Rays manager Joe Maddon picked up the phone. Maddon and Arians were introduced by the Buccaneers GM Jason Light while the Cubs were training in Arizona 4 years ago when Arians was still with the Cardinals. Fairly unsurprisingly, the two hit it off. They both hail from Pennsylvania, and they're both fairly unconventional. With that in mind, Arians was on the fence about taking the Bucs job, so Light got a favor from Maddon. Maddon is co-owner of the restaurant Ava, and Arians has smuggled into a private room of the restaurant so that Arians could reportedly hear Madden's pitch. Whatever he said must have worked, as Arians ended up signing with the Buccaneers a four-year deal with a fifth-year option on Tuesday, and now they have their coach. Arians will try to mold Jameis Winston and the Bucs into contenders in the tough NFC South. If he does, no one in Tampa can ever say Maddon didn't do anything for them if they somehow could before. If you haven't marked your calendar, that's just Super Bowl promo. So there you go, Joe Maddon helping us out again, of course, right? He's a big part of the community here, and, you know, I guess thanks, Joe. I don't know what you think about this hire. I'm pretty excited about it. I was initially on the fence, you know, hesitant, because I've been hurt so many times before, as I'm sure you have if you're a Buccaneers fan. But, you know, I was worried because I think his last two seasons he went like 8-8 or something like that, and I was talking to Johnny B, and he was like, yeah, but he didn't have any quarterbacks, he didn't have any players. So I'm on board. I'm excited. I hope you are too. This is a big deal. This hiring is entirely Jason Light going all in here. Because he's got his quarterback, Jameis Winston, he still believes in. They're going to give him that fifth-year option and see what Bruce can do for him. He worked with, what's his name, the dude from the Colts, Andrew Luck. He had Carson Palmer. He's shaped quarterbacks before, so let's see if he can do the same thing. What can he do? I don't know exactly, but maybe he can do something. Turn Jameis Winston into a real deal. Can turn him into a legitimate starting quarterback in the NFL. We'll see. I don't know. The Buccaneers had to give up a sixth-round pick to get the rights from the Cardinals, but that's no big deal. And they got a seventh-round pick to swap those, and that was it pretty much. And now we got a real deal head coach here in Tampa Bay. So this is it, man. I know we get excited every year, but I'm officially excited. What do you think about the hire? Are you amped? Are you bummed? Are you hesitant still? Don't know. 813-693-2124. is the voice and text line. You can leave a text as well. Get in contact with me as well at hmbradio.com. You can tweet at me at @home_made_man and Instagram, same thing, @home_made_man, hmbradio, all one word, on Facebook. Make sure that you do subscribe and rate this podcast. Share with a friend. That is the best form of advertising, and I thank you for taking the time to do it.
You're listening to the Homemade Broadcast on RadioSt.Pete.com.
And finally, tonight on the program, oh, the big hubbub this week is the wall, the government shutdown. President Trump addressed the nation earlier this week, and, you know, people were mad, and some people were amped about it. Most of the things that I saw, people were mad. I had a friend of mine send me a Snapchat of, you know, him talking and then saying he's going to impeach the MF-er, which was in reference to that new Congress lady that said they was going to impeach that MF-er, but used the actual word. And I said, oh, for what? Which that will really get people upset. They don't like when you do that. And but I know what's going on. It's just this deep-seated hate, and the media doesn't help. And I understand that our president is an ass. I totally get that. I understand he comes off like a jerk a lot. And he does exaggerate the truth, I think, quite a bit. And I don't even know if that's intentional or not. I don't know. And yes, I know you'll say, if you're against him, you'll say, yes, it's totally intentional. But maybe. Who knows? So I get it. I get why people don't like him. You know, I voted for Obama. But I still think these people are insane who are totally against the president like this and just go nuts over this stuff. So when I said, for what? And she went, how about conspiracy with Russia? And then put in quotes, proven, or not in quotes, in brackets. And I went, if that was proven, I'm pretty sure he'd be impeached by now. And she goes, yeah, well, gee, interfere with Comey's investigation. And I went, I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about. And I don't think that was against the law either. And then she went, yeah, well, you know what? I just don't like him. I hate him. And I went, okay, fine. Fair enough. That's fine. I much prefer that answer than you know, but you can't impeach somebody for hating him. You know, well, I'm sorry. It's just not the way it works. So I don't know. He went and addressed the nation, talked about the wall, the government shutdown, and on Stay Woke this week. Stay Woke is a program on 102.5 The Bone that I co-host with Anna Hummel, and we talked a little bit about it. Played some clips. We talked to one of our favorite callers, Brandon the Gas Man, called in. We had a little chat with him, and we kind of shared our feelings about this whole debacle. So you can listen to Stay Woke at midnights on 102.5 The Bone weeknights, or you can download the app, which I would suggest that you do, because you're not up at midnight. You probably have a job and, you know, a life and stuff. So you can download the app, listen whenever you want, on demand, at your fingertips. Just put in 102.5 The Bone in Apple or Google, and just download it. And then you can get it and listen and share it with your friends and all that stuff. So make sure you do that. And download the Radio St. Pete app as well. I believe that one's still in the Google Play and iTunes store. Radio St. Pete. Just type that in. And if it's still there, it might be on Radionomy now. I don't know. I have to check with Joe Bordeaux on that. But so get that, and let's listen to a clip from Stay Woke. We're talking about the government shutdown and the wall.
So I wanted to play a little bit of Trump's address to the nation tonight. I haven't heard any of it because I've been here with you schmucks. So let's see what I got here.
I saw a little bit. I missed the actual him talking, and then I caught a little bit before I went for my run on like him taking questions and stuff like that.
All right. I got a little bit of it here, so we'll play it and see how this goes. Hopefully it's interesting.
Speaking to you because there is a growing humanitarian and security crisis at our southern border. Every day, Customs and Border Patrol agents encounter thousands of illegal immigrants trying to enter our country. We are out of space to hold them, and we have no way to promptly return them back home to their country. America proudly welcomes millions of lawful immigrants who enrich our society and contribute to our nation. but all Americans are hurt by uncontrolled illegal migration. It strains public resources and drives down jobs and wages.
I can't not squint. That is his. I just realized
I think he's reading a teleprompter, is what it is.
You're right. He is.
Among those hardest hit are African Americans and Hispanic Americans. Our southern border is a pipeline for vast quantities of illegal drugs, including meth, heroin, cocaine, and fentanyl.
Oh, sorry.
Every week, 300 of our citizens are killed by heroin alone, 90% of which floods across from our southern border. More Americans will die from drugs this year than were killed in the entire Vietnam War. In the last 2 years, ICE officers made 266,000 arrests of aliens with criminal records, including those charged or convicted of 100,000 assaults, 30,000 sex crimes, and 4,000 violent killings.
Not good. So although I don't want to spend the entire show on this because it is just such big news and it is breaking, because I believe he gave the address. It was at 9 p.m. Eastern time, I think.
Yeah.
So if you guys want to call in, you want to talk about the wall, I'd be happy to discuss it with you. 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025. I know a lot of people are very adamant about building a wall. A lot of people are very adamant about not building a wall. I don't know. Like I said before, I want to see a blueprint of the wall. Is this like a chain link fence? Is it a white picket fence? Is it, like I said, like a 20-foot cinder block wall that's going to stretch? The southern border is almost 2,000 miles long. So yeah. I feel like it depends on the kind of materials we're using, what kind of wall we're talking about. Because I feel like right now, when you just say wall, it's very, very vague.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. I think there is some sort of preliminary sketch or something out there. I think so. But here's the thing. Why don't we have access to this on, we have the internet, right?
Yeah.
Why isn't it on whitehouse.gov, you know, wall plans? Here's some data about walls. Here's why they work. Here's why we want to do it.
Right.
And have actual list of data. And then why doesn't idiot Pelosi and Schumer, those fools, go, all right, go to house.gov and then you'll find some counterpoints to what they're saying. And let us kind of decide.
Because there's no plan.
Put some sort of poll up or something. You know what I mean? See what the people want to do with this thing. We have the tech. I know you can, you know, there's ways to kind of attack and hack the polls and make them say one thing more than the other. But I feel like just have something that we can look at. Why is this such a big deal? Instead of just saying, no, they're liars. They're liars. Opposition is automatically liars and idiots.
And I feel like I fall into the camp of people whom I haven't met, but I'm obviously for a very, very strict border security and border security, and not necessarily maybe pro wall, because I just don't know if it's going to be the solution to the problem, is what I'm saying. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if it's going to be, if the cost is going to outweigh the benefits when it comes to this wall.
Well, I don't know either. That's why, you know, when somebody says, I have data that says this is not going to be worth it, that we should take a look at this and see what it is. And then, okay, now what do you got? What do you think about this?
Right.
You know, there should be some sort of open debate and dialogue about this whole thing. But to say that walls don't work, that's false. That's just, if you look at places that have walls, Israel, Hungary's, they put up a wall
China.
To stop migration. Yes.
Now it's just for white girls to take yoga poses on.
Right.
But it was to keep out, I believe, the Hans, right?
Yeah, the Huns.
Yeah, the Huns,
yeah,
Hans,
sure.
Whatever.
So, I mean, to say that they don't work, that's just patently false.
Right. No, I mean, the wall could work, but is it going to work well enough?
Is it
going to be worth
the
cost of the building the wall and installation, the manual labor? It's going to take a very, very long time. So I'm not quite sure if it's going to be worth it and if it's going to work as well as people think it will.
I keep hearing it's going to be super expensive. And what I saw was that it's going to be 0.11% of the budget. Annual budget.
0.11?
0.11. That $5 billion.
Wait,
budget.
Of that budget or of the like GDP? What are we talking about?
I don't know. Just the budget, whatever they spend. Because the proposed budget for this year is $1 trillion. It goes up every year. Now it's going to be officially $1 trillion is how much the government
has to spend this year on credit. Asking for what? $5.7 billion right now from Congress?
Like
just
that.
To get it started? Just to start? That's
nothing.
Peanuts. It's nothing.
Yeah.
You're on Stay Woke. Who's this?
going on, Slim?
Yes, Gas Man.
What's up, dog?
Hey, man, let me tell y'all.
I was thinking about you today.
Oh,
really?
Yeah, I was driving, and I don't know why you popped in my head. I was thinking about you, and I was like, I haven't heard from Slim, the Gas Man.
Hey, don't you start that now. Don't you start
I'm
that,
not starting
girl.
Anything. I'm just telling you what I was thinking about. I was thinking about you.
You're going to get them all horny.
Don't start no fire you can't put out. Now.
Yeah.
Is that a threat?
That is a vital threat.
Hashtag me too. What's going on, though?
Man, before I was the great gas man I am today, I used to roam around this great country of ours, picking up odd end stuff, taking it from point A to point B, right? Mm-hmm. The one time I found up in Mars Hill, Maine, picking up a load of paper, right?
Yeah.
And they said, be careful when you go up there now. It's right on the Canadian-American border. Mm. You take a wrong turn, you're going to end up across the border, and you're going to be stuck. Mm. You ain't got your passport. I said, man, I better be careful, right? So I'm going up there. I'm looking. I need some directions. I see a little hut with a green roof. I park my truck. I get out. It's Border Patrol. I said, man, what? Border Patrol? He's like, yeah, we're Border Patrol. There's Canada right there, and there's a bridge that people come across.
Right.
I said, okay, man, I'm looking for this paper plant, blah, blah, blah. We're talking. I start hearing these noises like hoof, doo, 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 doo. I look on the bridge. There's a freaking moose running across the bridge and crossing the U.S. illegally. I'm like, dude, you going to do something about that moose right there? He said, no, man, they do it all the time. I said, brother, that don't fly down there in Texas, man. I said, that thing might have 4 kilos of cocaine up its butt.
That's
you better
true.
Put a bullet, put a bullet in his head or
I
something.
Say up its butt, but okay, whatever.
You know,
yeah.
But yeah, that was pretty crazy.
Did you look in its butt? I don't think you can say that either on air.
I got a good look at it.
Oh yeah, nice. What'd you think? Stuffed with a cocaine.
Big round and brown. How I like them, baby.
I love it.
Moose but, ass.
But
do you ever bang a girl that kind of resembled a moose?
No comment. That's not nice, huh?
That's rude.
How about we let some illegals build the wall for us?
That's what I'm saying.
And grant them citizenship.
Yeah.
Thank you for building our great wall.
That's how you get Mexico to build the wall?
Yeah, make sure you lay your last brick on this side of the wall or you're SOL. You know? I just got a problem every time they talk about the wall.
What's your problem?
It sounds like it comes across like racist to me, so I automatically turn a deaf tone to it.
Mm.
But that first clip that Trump read right there, it made some sense. You know, we need security,
of course,
and the immigration system in Mexico itself is broken. You know, we got guys that work here. They're from Jamaica. They're from Canada, and they all got their citizenship. No problem.
Yeah.
I think Mexico, it ain't square flat across the border. Yeah. Just come fill out your paperwork. You're good to go.
Yeah.
I don't think it's that easy down there in Mexico.
And it's not
just Mexicans. Yes, I mean, a lot of
Central
them are coming
Americans.
From yeah, Central America.
Yeah.
A lot of Guatemalans,
yeah.
Hondurans,
yeah.
El Salvadorians. Yeah. Yeah.
And your heart feels for them people, man.
And they have a really hard time getting into Mexico because Mexico doesn't want them in their country.
No.
So
yeah, I feel bad for the whole situation, but I don't understand why now, 2019, we got to have a wall all of a sudden. Why all of a sudden we got to have a wall? And
I just want to see a blueprint for a wall because wall is just so vague. And I just want to know the materials, how much it's going to cost. Yeah. And of course it will help keep people out. That's what walls do. But is it going to be worth the cost of a wall? I don't know how long this is going to take to build, 5, 10, 15 years. You keep out 10 extra people a year? Come on.
Look how many tunnels they discover in San Diego that they've dug.
Or just swim around, you know what I mean?
I think,
in the water.
And I think these plans for this wall has addressed those issues of digging tunnels underneath them.
I haven't listened to the address yet. So.
Instead of building a wall, take half of that money or a quarter of that money and build Social Security offices on the border. As soon as they cross, give them a Social Security card and an ID, they can start paying taxes and go to work. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think it's a little more complicated than that, but it's a nice thought experiment.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sympathetic to these people, too, man. I get it, because where they're coming from is hell on earth.
Oh, it sucks.
It sucks. Yeah. But the thing that we don't understand is that a lot of the world stinks.
Yeah.
And if we let everybody that wanted to come here,
We'd be screwed.
It would be a billion people that want to come
we'd
here.
Be screwed. Yeah,
we'd
be screwed.
Oh yeah, we are that shining light in a dark world.
Absolutely. And the thing is, you have to have a one size fits all rule. You can't say like, oh, we feel bad for these people. Like Will was saying, if every person that was struggling on Earth decided to make the trek to America, knowing they could come in, we would completely be effed. All of us would be effed. Because I would say, what's the percentage of people that live in poverty? What is it, like 60-70% of world population,
something like that?
Places like China, like India, like almost all of Africa, these people are in dire situations. Yeah. You got to have a one size, we got to have one rule for everybody. And right. I know that it sucks, but you have to ask yourself, and I do this all the time, you know, you can't really think with your heart all the time. You got to think with your brain. You got to say, what is the role of government? Is it to be a humanitarian superpower, or is it to protect the people within its own borders?
Right. Right.
I think it's the latter. I think it's the latter.
As far as I know, that's the only real job that is stated in the Constitution that the federal government is supposed to do, protect us from threats, foreign and domestic, and secure the border.
Yep,
that's really the only thing they're supposed to be doing. So,
Next time you think of me, when you're going down the road.
How can I contact you? Do you have a Twitter?
Yeah, I'm on Twitter.
Do you have the neck tattoos? Is that you?
Yeah, that's me with the Hebrew.
The Hebrew. What is it? What did it say again? Like Shalom or?
It says Holim, Dreamer.
Oh, Dreamer. Oh. Okay, nice.
Yeah.
I swore today in Hebrew out of nowhere. It was another random thing.
It really just says Goyim trash.
Goyim trash. Just white trash. I like that. Well, thanks for calling in, Slim.
Hey, man. No problem. Enjoy it.
Missed
you. Yeah, girl, you better stop that now. Hey, you stop that, girl.
Can you can like hear me winking, can't you? Hey, what's going on?
Aren't
you married with like kids and stuff? That doesn't matter, right?
It's midnight, girl. Anything goes down after midnight,
that. I like that. I like your style.
Say woke. Later.
Bye. Dog. I'm going to get myself in a mess of trouble.
Gotta love that, yeah. Yeah, I don't know, man. It's just like, if we let everybody that wants to come here, you just can't.
No, you can't.
And there's so many, and even if you said, yeah, you can, well, where are you going to put them? We don't have the infrastructure to like give them shelter and, you know, we'll have to put them in shanty towns. Then they'll get pissed because there's not enough services.
If they're not citizens and they're not paying taxes, and then the taxpayers are going to have to pay more to support more people, and it becomes a problem.
I want to hear plans. I don't want to hear that you're mad about what's going on now.
Right,
I want to hear, well, what would you do instead? And they never have an answer.
What would Jesus do? WWJD. Yeah. Gotta know.
Okay.
Gotta know.
All right, there we go. Stay Woke, Midnights, 102.5 The Bone. Make sure you check it out. What is your opinion of the border wall? Is Trump an ass? Yes. Should we have a wall? Probably. I don't know. What's your opinion? Do you have one? I would wager that you probably do, because everybody does. 813-693-2124 if you need to tell me about it. I would love to hear it. I'll play them on next week's show. If they're good, if they're don't curse or anything, I'd appreciate if you didn't do that. But, I know it's people are passionate about this stuff. So if you do, you know, I'll edit around it. And with that, I will leave you for the week. Stay tuned for Frank Rivera's Jazz Show if you're listening on Radio St. Pete, Indie Circuit after that. If you're listening on podcast, thanks a bunch. I will see you next week. My name is Will Koontz. This is HMB Radio on RadioSt.Pete.com. See you later. Bye-bye.
Have found the homemade broadcast on RadioSt.Pete.com.